Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'm so delighted you could join me. That's if there's anyone out there, who knows? But I know I'm supposed to keep doing this. So anyway, let me just start right away with my tuning in chant. Hang tight.
Om Namo Guru Dev Namo.
I bow, Namo, Namo, to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. I see the trees. It's there. I see the dog looking at me while I'm chanting. It's there. I see my space that I'm living in. It's there. I see the birds. I hear the birds. I see the amazing blue sky, and it's all there. We are all hooked up. We are connected. We are one. There is so much going on out in the world right now. This crazy, crazy election is so interesting. And fascinating and just kind of crazy. And oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen? I feel very confident that Trump will not win. And so it's interesting to watch. People are angry and they're passionate. And you know what? People are waking up and it's super, super cool. So I was getting that it would be really good to immediately start with the chant for miracles, just because I think it feels kind of like we need a miracle for something to bust through. So I'll do that. Dun dun ram das guru genocidia denesavaria puri hoe karamat, the opposite of genahare dharia siki ate sangati parabrahma karanamasakaria atala ataho tolatu tera antana para varia jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utaria laba loba kamakro de maho maraka de tu de sa para varia dana sotera dana hai sacha tera pesa karia nanakatu lehenatu hai guru amaratu vicharia guru ditata manasadaria guru ditata manasadaria. Oh, beloved angels, beloved guides, archangels, beings, ascended masters, all of us, that's all of us. We are all a tribe. We are all together in this. And bless us and guide us on this path right now. There is, it's like there's a kind of a darkness that wants to descend on some. And people don't feel hopeful. People feel frustrated and feel super angry. And I've been getting these such strong, clear messages from the divine in meditation about what's going on right now. And basically what I'm getting is that because of the Donald, there's so much racism and misogyny and hate coming out. And because of the Donald, he's making it like it's okay. And so instead of it being this underneath covert, these feelings that are hidden, but not really hidden, it's coming out in the open and it's making people aware, especially white people, aware of how much hate there is out there for people of color, how much hate there is for women or for strong women, you know. Anyway, there's so much change happening right now, and it feels so necessary for all of this to come out and be in the light. It needs to come out and bubble up so it can be healed. And that's what's happening right now. We're in this huge healing crisis. The world, the United States, is in this huge healing crisis, and it hurts. It's painful. It's ugly. And it's kind of like there's all these pussy wounds and this horrible ugliness that we don't want to look at, but it has to come out so it can be healed. So angels and guides, I've been really sitting with the whole Hillary Bernie thing. And the thing that comes to me so strongly is that, you know, Bernie's not the guy. He's just not the guy. He got people fired up, though, so that's awesome. The Bernie people are freaked out about Hillary. They don't like her. But right now, Hillary is the person to bring us into the next stage where she will embody and embrace so many of Bernie's ideas. He just wasn't the one to do it. I'm sorry, but he just wasn't. Hillary is the woman right now. She is the perfect combination of male and female to bring us into this time to, as we're healing, and to bring us into more balance. To have a woman in the White House would be incredible. And you need to have a woman who has a good balance of masculine and feminine energies. And I'm not trying to pigeonhole and say that, you know, all men are strong and all women aren't or whatever. That's not my point. My point is that you need a balance. Anyway, so we will see what happens there. Obviously, people have to vote with their heart, but I just pray that minds will open. We will find unity. There will be clarity. And I know Trump will not win, but right now I get a little bit concerned about this kind of hate towards Hillary, and my what I'm getting about that is because she's a strong woman. And it's so interesting because I get this because I was feeling this 8 years ago. I didn't like her. I didn't like her energy. But what I've gotten in my meditation is that she has to be strong, but this is a perfect, perfect healing time to let a woman be strong. Let her be outspoken. Let her be strong. It's like it pisses people off. She hasn't done that much wrong. We all have our faults. But you look at some of the men who've been in office and some of the crap and bullshit they've pulled, and then you get people picking on Hillary for what she wears. I mean, oh, my God, let's get over it. Come on. So anyway, political rant over, but I don't feel like it's a political rant exactly. It's more about this healing crisis that we're in. And you know what? People are speaking up. People who didn't usually used to speak up are speaking up. There's more love going out there. If you look for it, you see the love. You see the free hugs. You see the people smiling. You see the people speaking up. You see the people having a Black Lives barbecue with the police and not having a demonstration. You just have to look for it. I am focusing on love, 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 love. I send love to the Donald. Yes, he's an arsehole. He really is, but he's serving a purpose right now. I'm sending him love. I'm certainly sending everyone in the whole world love. That's my focus. I'm living in my joy. That's my focus. That's my purpose. I'm working to shed light on this healing crisis to help people understand what's going on. At least this is my take on it. I'm not saying I'm 100% right or whatever. I just feel very strongly that this is what's going on. So be in your joy. Be in the love. Share that with people. You're out there at the grocery store. Smile at someone. Have a little chat. Ask the cashier, who's probably super stressed out, how are you doing? I love it. I've been watching my husband over the past few years. He's so sweet. He didn't used to do this, but he's so sweet now. He's asked every single person who is serving him in some way, how are you doing? How's your day going? And I love it. You see the person just lighten up, and it's like, I'm a person too. So anyway, whatever it is for you, I I've been talking a lot about the angels have shown me that we're all like these slugs or snails or whatever, and leaving these trails of whatever. So, are we leaving trails of joy? Are we leaving trails of love? Or are we leaving trails of hate? Are we leaving trails of anger? Anyway, it's time to unify and, heal this world. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but I do see that we're in a healing crisis, and I'm super grateful for that because I just never quite got what all was happening exactly. I didn't understand all the killing and everything. But you know what? With our world the way it is, it's such a global world with the internet and everything immediate. We find out about stuff, maybe stuff had been happening all along, probably so. The news media people tend to focus on the negative. They're not showing, lovely flashbacks over and over and over of people hugging each other and loving on each other. People want to wallow around in the grief. They want to wallow around in the despair. They want to wallow around in the horribleness. And I don't know, oh, the angels are telling me that really what that is it makes them feel better about their life. You know what? Fucking love yourself. It's time to love yourself and be on that bandwagon. Love yourself so you don't need to look around and see downtrodden horribleness so you can feel better about your life. It's just time. Time to do it. Love yourself because you're fucking awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so I obviously am on a big old rant. I'm on fire right now. It feels so powerful and so strong to me. The angels are shaking their pom-poms. They're dancing around. They're rolling. Oh, now they're acting like cheerleaders, jumping up in the air and throwing things around and doing those things where they jump up in the air and do the splits and everything. So, my last thing right now is I want to send so much love and clarity and comfort to my friend, my dear friend, Michael J. Lincoln. I'm thinking about you so much, sweet mentor friend. He's been my friend for close to 40 years, and he's going through a hard time right now. And so I'm going to get a specific message, and I'm calling on Archangel Zadkiel for memory and support. And Zadkiel is Michael's special angel for him, although Michael has Archangel Michael as a super special angel. So I'm going to do the chant again for miracles, and this is for my dear friend Michael, and it's also for the world. Dandan Mundaskuru Janasidya Tenesavariya Puri Hoe Karamata Apasidajanahare Dharia Siki Ate Sangati Parabrahma Karanama Sakariya Atala Ataho Tolatu Dhanasotera Atanahe Guru Guru So I have about a minute left, and let's see what I'm getting to share. So the angels are saying, just darlings. Darlings, darlings, just love yourself. And the more you love yourself, the more you spread that amazing trail of joy and love. And then that other people walk in your path and they feel it. Share that joy and that love with others. Know that you're a most divine, amazing, perfect being. And yes, we've all got stuff. We're human. But you know what? It doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. Just love yourself unconditionally and fully and beautifully, and know that you are amazing and perfect and you are fucking awesome. And the angels are shaking their pom-poms and just shaking sparkles over all of us. All right. Much love to you all. Thanks for joining me. Have a beautiful day and week.